Good day, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 73, season 3. And today's date is November 2nd, 2021. And I have an interesting show coming up. Today, I will discuss the 50th anniversary of the TV series The Electric Company that aired on WTTW Channel 11 in Chicago. So right now, the program will go into a commercial break, and this program is brought to you by Milkshake Candy Bar. And here's a commercial that aired in the mid-1970s. So enjoy, everybody. Thank you.
Milkshake, milkshake, now made into a candy bar. Milkshake, milkshake, that's what my tummy's shaking for. With melted milk, nougats inside,
and a thick golden layer of caramel delight,
and chocolatey coated. Wow, well, all right. Milkshake, milkshake, delicious milkshake candy bar. Delicious.
Okay, everyone, I am back. That was fun listening. I remember this candy bar, milkshake. The others, they were from the Hollywood Candy Company. Anyone remembers that they had also Payday Zero and Butternut Candy. So and Payday. Yeah, did I say Payday? Probably did. Okay, that's all right. So that was pretty good. They don't make those anymore. The only one that's out there, I think, is Payday, which is pretty good. That's a good candy bar. And I remember the first time I saw this commercial. Well, I think I've seen it before. My family and I moved to Roseland in 1969, but we bought our first black and white TV set around 70, what was it? 71, 72. And this was shown after the TV show The Munsters on Channel 32 and WFLD TV. And I remember this was the first episode I saw where Lily Munster opened a beauty parlor. And this commercial aired right after during the show. And I remember the two dancing cows, they were shaking their bellies. And one of my brothers remembers that to this day. He thinks it's hilarious. So that's a fun memory. Okay. As I said in the beginning of the episode, I will discuss the 50th anniversary of The Electric Company. And last week I posted an ad on my Facebook page, Fan of Chicagoland, that had the premiere of the show. And the show premiered on October 25th, 1971. They had a preview show the week before, and that aired in syndication, but I don't remember what channel it was. Probably Channel 9 or 32. I think Channel 9. So they show a preview of the show, and it took off. It was very popular. And so, as I said before, the show premiered on October 25th, 1971. It aired Monday through Friday and Saturday. It aired twice every day, except Saturday, of course, which I mentioned. It aired at 1:22 in the afternoon. I don't know why, because a lot of kids aren't at school. A lot of kids are in school, but younger kids are at home. And it aired at 4:30 afternoon, and that's where I first caught it. When I first watched it, either that or I watched The Flintstones on Channel 9 or Gilligan's Island. But I think Gilligan's Island was on 3:30, which I came home from school and watched that every day, which I still do. I hate to admit it. Anyway, so the show was, it caught on and I got addicted to it. I loved it. I loved the music, the cast, the funny bits. Oh, and you learn something as you go along watching it. So I'm going to give you a background on the show and a little history and who was in the cast. So this will be fun. Okay. So let's see. The cast was a very good cast. It starred Morgan Freeman, a very talented Academy Award winner in the movies. And there was Judy Graubart, Skip Hinnant, Jim Boyd, Bill Cosby was there for the first two seasons. And there was Lee Chamberlain, Luis Avalos, Hattie Whiston, and Danny Segrin, who worked behind the scenes, but he was Spider-Man in the show. So they did the Super Spider stories. Everyone remember that. And of course, they had a young cast. It was the Short Circus, and they had a group of young people singing and dancing. I won't go into the cast members, but they were, there were three cast members that were very famous in there. One was June Angela. She was there from the beginning to the end. She's a Broadway star, I believe. She was a Broadway star. The other one was Denise Nickerson. She played Amy Jennings on Dark Shadows. And she was only there for a year. That's it. And Irene Cara was there for the first year, who was famous for Flashdance. She was there in the first year, and then Denise Nickerson replaced her. And then others. They had some catchy songs. I like that. And you know, it's still stuck in your head because you can watch these on YouTube. There are segments of that. There are animated shorts, singing, all kinds of fun stuff. Okay. But Rito Moreno was mostly the most well-known. Of course, Bill Cosby. But he was only there for a couple of years. Rita Moreno stayed for the whole thing. And she's talented, funny, great singer. Oh, my God. And her famous catchphrase was, "Hey, you guys." I love that. Everyone loves that part. It really is. They really did. They loved that. And the sketches they had, I will read off a few of them so you can remember. One was The Adventures of Letterman. That was an animated short. And he was based on a superhero. And Joan Rivers narrated the segments. And the voices of, Letterman was Gene Wilder. And there was the evil Spellbinder. He was his villain. And that was by Zero Mostel. He did the voice. And anyway, so it was an entertaining show. Every time they show like an innocent bystander, and the Spellbinder didn't like people being happy, so he just replaced, and the word would appear on the victim's head, and the Spellbinder would wave his magic wand and replace a letter, and then it would change, and they would be in peril. So the superhero Letterman would overhear and would rescue him. And I'm trying to remember, it was like with the Superman, you know, faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, but it was like this, faster than a rolling O, strong under silent E, able to leap capital T's in a single bounce, or something like that. That's funny. I enjoyed those. Okay, the other one was, they did like 5 seconds, so you would try, so the viewers like me would try to read the world before it was self-destruct. It was like Mission Impossible, like that. And they also had a spoof of Julia Child's, the French chef, and Judy Grobert played Julia Grown Up. So she did, and it was called Here's Cooking to You, so she did that. She also portrayed Jennifer the Jungle. And she had, it was a parody of George of the Jungle, like Tarzan, and her sidekick was Paul the Gorilla. I remember that. And the last word they had, they only did this from two seasons. At the end of the show, they showed a light bulb, and you would try to read the word, and then as soon as the word is read or you've seen, they turn off the light. The scariest one I ever saw was Vampire. And I remember then there was this guy with long nails and creepy hands. Oh, scary. I didn't like that at all. Ooh, that was terrible. Anyway, they had a soap opera parody called Love of Chair. I remember that. Then they had The Mad Scientist. They did Monster, you know, they had Morgan Freeman play the Mad Scientist. And Luis Avalos played like Igor, and Jim Boyd played the Wolfman. I remember that. And let's see what else. Da, da, da. They also had singing. They did singing groups like that. Rita Moreno was the lead singer. They did that. Also, they had new cartoons from Looney Tunes, from Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. That was fun. I remember those. Then they had sing-alongs at the end. And the next one they had was called the Soft Shoe Silhouettes, where you have two people in silhouettes, and one person would say the first letter, and the other person would say the rest of the word. And that was very popular. And they would repeat that once with all the words. So and they had the nice music in the back. So I'm going to play that right now. Here's a sample. And this is with Morgan Freeman and Lee Chamberlain doing the letter C in the Soft Shoe Silhouette. Enjoy. Hey everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that. That was fun to listen. Yeah, it brings back memories and it's catchy. Oh, love it. Just love it. Okay, let's get back. The other things they did was Spidey Super Stories. Maybe I said Super Spidey Stories in the beginning. I apologize. That debuted in season 4. They featured Spider-Man. Danny Seagrim played him. He didn't speak. And he was never out of costume because the alias was Peter Parker. You remember from the Spider-Man movies. And they used speech balloons. And he always rescued people from villains. One time he rescued Dracula. I remember Dr. Fright. The Gobbler. The Birthday Bandit. The Easter Bunny. They were fun to watch. I loved it. And there was a spinoff of the comic book. Marvel Comics published it. It's called Spidey Super Stories. That ran from 1974 to 1981. Oh, those are collectible. I like to get those. That was fun. And then at the end, sometimes the last sketch of the episode, they had a very short book, and they used nursery rhymes, but it was not the true nursery rhymes. They changed the ending and did a lot of changes on that, and they were hilarious. I love that. And let's see, they had recurring characters. Mel Brooks appeared. He was a blonde-haired man, and I remember one sketch he did, I am very cute, I remember that. And there was the Blue Beetle, played by Jim Boyd. He was like a superhero, but he was a bungler. He didn't do very well. And let's see, they did, let's see what else. They had Easy Reader, played by Morgan Freeman. And, that catchy theme song. It was one of the Easy Reader, that's my name. You know, Morgan Freeman was interviewed many times. They always ask him about the electric company and Easy Reader. He felt uncomfortable about that. I can understand that. But, you know, a lot of people remembered him by. But that character, later on, he started in a soap opera, Another World, and then he did movies. And he still makes movies. He's a wonderful man. Very talented. But Easy Reader, he's like, Other people was Fargo, North Dakota. Maybe Skip Hanton. I remember there was like an old-fashioned washing machine. And he'd throw clues in there. They were scrambled, and he place them on a board, and he tried to decipher the clue and all that. Somebody would bring that in. So that's what he was, like a Inspector Clouseau type detective, which is fun. Others was J. Arthur Crank. He was a grouchy guy. I remember one sketch, Lily Tomlin appeared, and she was playing Ernestine, and she I think she talked to him one time. It was funny. There was Lorelei the chicken. That was an animated chicken. Let's see, you had the monsters, werewolf, Frankenstein, Dracula. There was Millie the Helper, played by Rita Moreno, which she started saying, "Hey, you guys," she did that. Let's see what else. Two more things. Rita Moreno played Otto the director. She was like a short-tempered director, and I remember a few sketches where she did. She would get upset because the actors would screw up the words, and she would yell at them or hit them like that. It's hilarious. You know, she was like, oh, very stressed out because the person would hold the cue card of the correct word, but they never get it. And they would have the guy with the clicker, you know, with the, you know, scene one, take five, something like that. Oh, it's hilarious. I love that. And of course, last but not least was Vincent the Vegetable Vampire, but Morgan Freeman played Dracula. He was a very scary vampire. He was very scary. He was so convincing. Oh, it was wonderful. I remember one sketch he did, he took a bath in his coffin. I didn't understand that. Okay. Anyway, they had a lot of cartoon sketches, and they were fun to watch. Music was great. There's one of my favorite cartoon sketches was called L.Y. It was Lee. It was composed by Tom Lear. He was a composer, actor, a writer. He's still alive. He's 93 years old. And this is one of my favorites. So here is the cartoon clip of L.Y. It runs about 2 minutes. So if you listen to it, it's very catchy and it's hilarious at the end. I won't spoil it, but if you remembered it, fine. So here it is, the letters L.Y. by Tom Lear. Enjoy, everybody.
This is Lee. It's spelled L.Y. and it's very useful. Let me show you. You're wearing your squeaky shoes, and right there taking a snooze is a tiger. So how do you walk on by? Silently, silently, silent, L-Y. You're a secret agent man who's after the secret plan. How do you act so they don't know you're a spy? Normal, L-Y. At an eating contest, you boast that you can eat the most. How do you down your 50th piece of pie? Eagerly, L-Y. On the lake, your boat upset, and your clothes got soaking wet. How do you stand and wait for them to dry? Patiently, L-Y. In the public library, you fall and hurt your knee. But the sign says, quiet, please. So how can you cry?
Quietly, L-Y.
As you walk along the street, a porcupine you meet. How do you shake his hand when he says hi?
Carefully, L-Y.
You enter a very dark room, and sitting there in the gloom is Dracula. Now how do you say goodbye?
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed that. At the end, that guy saw Dracula, and he left immediately. I love that. It's classic. It's beautiful. I love it. And it's still hilarious to this day. Excuse me. Okay. Actually, the electric company ran until 1977, but reruns continued until 1985 on PBS and WTDW Channel 11. and they entertained a lot of people. They went to syndication. There was a cable channel called Noggin. I think it's still around. I could be wrong. They showed them in its entirety. But the last two seasons, they were reruns of the show. And so they did a few more bits, but not much, you know. So they kept, you kept seeing the same ones again. And they used the same actors that left, you know, like, for example, Bill Cosby, Lee Chamberlain. They left early enough, but they were still used and from their past sketches. So that was interesting like that. But there were celebrities that appeared. There was, for example, Woody Allen, Carol Burnett, Barbara Eden, Lauren Green, Diane Keaton, Michael Landon, Dee Martin. I remember Rowan and Martin were in there. Joe Namath, Carol O'Connor. Yeah, he was on the show with Gene Stapleton. Gary Owens, Tony Orlando, and believe it or not, Oscar the Grouch appeared from Sesame Street. He was there. Yeah, they were there. And Willie Tyler and Lester, the black ventriloquist act. You know, they were on the last season of Rowan and Martin's Laugh, and you know, they were great. And it's funny, like that. So, and then I can't think of so many sketches. There were so many sketches, so many cartoons. Oh, it's hilarious. You could find them on YouTube. If you do a search, go have at it. You know, it's a classic show. I still like the show to this day. I bought the DVDs a long time ago. There was like the volumes. And believe it or not, I don't have them anymore. I sold them. I wish I like to buy them back. I really would. I would love that. And hopefully, if they're on sale, I'll buy them again. And I watched them one weekend. You know, like I binge watched them, just like you do on Netflix. And you can't get enough. You're never bored. They're very entertaining. I loved it so much. It was great. It really was. So that's, I used to run home from school. Most of the shows I watched were Sesame Street, but I watched other shows on Channel 9, Channel 32. But another show I watched was Zoom, and that was around 6:30 in the evening, right after dinner. So I'll discuss Zoom someday. I think it premiered 1972. Maybe I'll do a 50th anniversary of that. We'll see. We'll have to wait next year. You know. Okay. So that's my memories of The Electric Company. It was wonderful walking down memory lane to discuss this wonderful show, and a lot of people still remember it and they love it even this day alongside with me. Okay, that'll be all for today. This is episode 73, season 3 of Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanis, and hopefully I'll do another podcast this weekend. We'll see. Okay, and so take care, everybody, and have a good day, and bye-bye for now. And here's bye-bye for now from Ray Rayner. Take it away, Ray. So long, everyone.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.